the early 50s?
I know. I was here 4 years, so four from 10 to six, that was 1956.
You started in 55, didn't you, in the fall of
55?
Yeah. You didn't?
I left here and went to Emory in the fall of 60. And I was here 4 years, four years, you know.
50, so that's when we came.
No, you were already here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elvin and Bill were already here when I came. But they hadn't been here that long, had you, Elvin?
I came in 55, the summer of 55. You didn't come around that
September,
I know.
I came the following year.
56?
Mm-hmm. 56. Because I left when Ada graduated from college. Billy and David and little Alva were all over at the SAE house across the street from me. I was with the ATOs. And the president of SAE went to Emory to some kind of seminar, I don't know what, something to do with the fraternity, and came back and brought me a note, a letter, a sealed letter. There was about 15 boys sitting around my room, and he walked in there, because remember, they were arch enemies. And Mother Gee, I'd like to see you privately. What do you want to see Mother Gee about? You know, boys going to each other like this. And I said, well, that's not happened to be none of your business. I said, okay. His name was Ray, but I can't remember his last name. I went out in the hall to see what in the world he wanted. I thought something was wrong with his house, Mother, because she was a good friend of mine, Miss Holden. And a big sissy britches, if there ever has been one. But anyway, she was always wanting me to drive her somewhere she couldn't see at night. I was very fond of her, but, you know, just helpless Henry, number one. Yeah, you remember Edna. Billy and David, either one, cared for her at all, because she didn't do anything. Well, anyway, they were used to Elva June around doing everything, you know, and then this woman, they sat up there and listened to opera. They thought that was terrible. But I...
An SAE housemother could listen to opera.
Isn't that phenomenal? She turned that thing on real high and listened to her opera while the boys were right outside on Saturday afternoon getting drunk. They had a keg out right outside her window yelling obscene songs. She was in there listening to opera.
Didn't you see that scene in a movie now?
And she would call me to come over there. And when I'd go in and hear the song, I said, now, Edna, you know I don't like opera. Let's turn off the opera. She said, this either opera or just listen out the window. I said, well, anyway, that was just Edna. But just back to my story about Ray, he came in with this letter. I said, what is this? He said, open it and read it. So, of course, the boys were sitting in there like this, won't know what that SAE president want with their house mother. And so I opened the letter and read it was an invitation to come to Emory. I said, boy, they don't care. You better get out of this house. And I hid the letter, you know, and I said, go on. He said, no, ma'am, we've been wanting to get you away from these ATOs a long time. Now's our chance. You haven't got a bit of business over here. No, you belong with SAE. And so anyway, that walked on, and this boy from Valdosta, who was vice president of the chapter, named Mac McLean. Remember Mac?
Mac McLean, yeah.
Yeah, he's a very successful lawyer over there now. And Ed Wilkin was the only person I knew in that chapter. And so...
Sonny was there, but he had already gone home to get married.
Yeah, Sonny wasn't there. But Ed was. He was the only person I knew. And
Sonny Bro was there, but he left to go get married. He was an SAE at Emory. When he started, he and
Ed were SAEs at Emory. The boys said there was no way for Sonny to study or do anything because he was too busy calling Hilda up.
Yeah.
He was so much in love,
yeah.
He just couldn't make it.